The acquisition process for the Navy can be a major source of critical information. Every step, including research and development, testing, evaluation, contracting, acquisitions, and hiring processes, all require significant interaction with industry partners. They may even involve sharing with the general public. When we work with industry or the general public, we run the risk of divulging sensitive or critical information. We have to release details describing the kind of work to be done, what equipment is needed, what skill sets are required. USA Jobs, FedBiz Ops, and any military-supported scholarly journals often reveal engineering technologies, command capabilities, or mission requirements. If you work in any of these fields, it is your duty to ensure you and your colleagues are better protecting our technological edge of our naval forces. Though an individual piece of information may be useless to our adversaries, they rarely look at only one piece or source. When an adversary combines a piece of information gleaned from a journal with another piece from a USA Jobs posting and yet another piece from a research grant proposal, they can paint a pretty good understanding of our intent and capabilities, operations, and sometimes classified missions. This is why it's so important to ensure that no critical information or indicators are publicly available to our adversaries. So, where OPSEC is concerned, you have two major tasks. First, protect the critical information in contracts or job requirements. Second, you have to add OPSEC requirements into every contract, job posting, and research grant. The OPSEC requirements should be clearly written and should include training requirements, protection requirements, and reporting procedures for inadvertent disclosures. Each command and program will have different requirements for how to include OPSEC in their contracting, job, research, and acquisition processes. Contact your command's OPSEC program manager if you have questions about what is required in your work. Revealing pieces of critical information is a major vulnerability to protecting our technology. Adversaries around the world are constantly working to collect our research and development, testing, evaluation, and acquisitions. They want to better understand our capabilities and enhance their ability to do us harm. It's no secret that some of our adversaries have developed, and in some cases developed even faster, some of our military intellectual property. Joint strike fighter, railgun, laser systems, drone technology, the list goes on. What do you think is more cost-effective and easier? Developing systems from scratch, or just taking or stealing what's already been developed? As an acquisitions professional, it's your responsibility to apply OPSEC to the acquisitions process and ensure no critical information makes its way to our adversaries.